This decade is almost over. When it is finished and people look back on it, I am fairly convinced that historians will say, from the point of view of America, two great things happened in the 1980s. First of all, the triumph of America's ideals all around the world, political democracy and market economics. 10 countries in South America go from being right-wing dictatorships to democracies. Noriega plays the thug again in Panama, steals the election, beats up his opponents. But what happens? We scream about it because, in my view, President Bush has behaved very responsibly. Instead of other people saying America's intervening, you now have all the countries in Central America, all the countries in South America, Mexico, began to line up saying, you know, that's absolutely right. What the guy did was appalling. He undermined democracy. That may be the central lesson of what happened in Panama, that everybody in Central America and South America thinks it's awful, instead of what they used to think, which was a general who wants to beat up his people is perfectly within his rights. Hungary setting up a stock exchange. Poland's going to have elections. They had elections in Russia, and incumbents without opponents were defeated. You ever think you'd live to see that? I'll tell you, when that happened, I thought they were going too far. We had a fellow here from the Russian embassy the other night giving a speech, and I asked him where his home residence was, and he said he grew up in Moscow, and that's where he was registered to vote, and he voted. He bragged on the fact that he voted for Yeltsin. The guy in the government's proud of the fact that he voted for a guy who certainly had not been in the government in the last few months. All these things are going on. We invested billions of dollars after World War II in the Marshall Plan to redevelop Europe. We worked with Jean Monnet and others to try to help them begin to integrate their economies and not be quite so nationalistic and hidebound. And now, going toward 1992, we're looking at the prospect of Europe being genuinely economically integrated, the largest economic unit in the world, 50% more people than we do, and a higher GNP. General MacArthur worked on Japan in 85, and for every year since then, they had a higher output per person than we did. Everything this country has stood for the last half century, everything we've really worked on, trying to promote democracy, trying to promote market economics and growth and opportunity. All the things we believe in are being embraced everywhere. First thing that I think historians will say, happened in the 80s. Second thing that happened is that the American economy was globalized. And everybody's future in this country became more bound up than ever before by international events as they affected America. And that, I submit to you, is a good news, bad news story. In the 1980s, 40% of the American people had an increase in their income. Basically, well-educated people who worked on thinking skills, whether they were in a plant or on a bond house floor. 40% of the American people had a decline in their income. Why? Because the way their jobs fit with the world economy, in order to keep their jobs, they had to lower their incomes. It became more and more difficult to talk about how America was doing because it became clearer and clearer that John Kennedy's old saw that a rising tide lifts all boats is no longer true. Rising tides don't lift all boats. Some economists think there's some good in that. One of the reasons that we've had a long period of expansion is that everything's going up and down at different times now instead of at the same time. But there's no question that in the 1980s there have been some clear losers in our country. And they weren't all pikers and drug addicts. A lot of them were hardworking, God-fearing Americans who were killing themselves trying to keep body and soul together, to educate their children, and raise them according to the values that all of us cherish. There were some clear losers. In the longest peacetime expansion in American history, there were losers, new fact, because of the globalization of the American economy.